Story of Loch of the Phantom. The moorland around Loch na Dubhdar was well known for good hunting. Deer, ducks and geese were to be had, while there was good fishing in the lochs and streams. According to legend, many mysterious events happened around this loch, such as the phosphorescent lights that would dance across Loch Dubhdar, thought to foretell of the death in the community. Legend has it that Patrick the blacksmith was hunting by this Loch of the Phantom, when all of a sudden a ball of spun heather appeared from nowhere and started to roll about his feet and causing him to trip and fall to the ground. He got up, but was again thrown down. Now this ball of spun heather really scared Patrick, because he couldn't understand how it was able to roll uphill and downhill and do all these things that were so unnatural. Patrick took his gun from his shoulder, took aim and tried to fire at the ball, without success. Several times he tried and failed. Remembering that he had a silver coin in his pocket, Patrick bent the coin and loaded it into his gun. As soon as he fired this time, the shot had found its mark, and the ball of spun heather disappeared, leaving Patrick alone, relieved but still very frightened. At the same time that Patrick encountered the ball of heather, further west on the island in Tayari, a group of women were walking the Tweed, singing as they worked. Suddenly, one of the group fell into a dead faint, and the sound of a distant gunshot was heard. As the group helped the woman from the floor, they saw she was bleeding from a wound in her thigh. Living in a nearby house was a man well known for the stories he could tell, and for the dreams and visions he had. On this night that Patrick had encountered the ball of heather, the man was entertaining friends with one of his stories. All of a sudden, he was overcome with a vision of the injured woman in the walking house. When the vision ended, the man told his neighbours what he had seen. He instructed one of his neighbours to take the shod grey horse to meet Patrick and take him to the walking house. The man jumped on the horse and sped off. He soon came across Patrick returning from hunting at the Loch of the Phantom. He was still in a state of shock after his encounter with the ball of heather. The man dismounted and told Patrick about the vision his neighbour had seen. Acting quickly, Patrick leapt into the saddle, spurred the horse on and sped off to the walking house in Tayari. On reaching the house, Patrick found the wounded woman slouched in a chair, blood flowing from her thigh, and all attempts to help her having failed. With a linen bandage and a handful of combed flax, he bound the woman's wounded leg and stopped the bleeding. When he was finished, all the women returned to the walking board and took up where they had left off. The woman began to sing again as they were doing before the incident, and to Patrick's surprise, none was more lively or melodious, as was the woman who had just been wounded. Patrick rode back to the house of the storyteller, and there with the other men heard the whole story of what had started at the Loch of the Phantom.